No amendment to amendment number two, as amended.
No objection.
Okay, let's take it. I should take it one by one. The amendment to the amendment. There's no objection to the amendment to the amendment. Is there any objection to amendment number two as amended? Hearing none. Okay, amendment number two as amended. The last one.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, amendment number three would add new subsections for the department to provide appropriate pre-emancipation services to a minor. Now, in the past, we have, you know, we allow currently 16-year-olds to petition and justify why they ought to be emancipated from their parents through the court. And we don't provide any services to those young people to become, to make sure they become self-sufficient and don't become welfare cases. Now with the, we made it a little harder with amendment number two, but now we're going to allow parents to petition the court. So both parties can petition the court. So I think there's going to be an increase in the number of people being emancipated at the age of 16, unless there's pre-emancipation services for these kids. I don't believe most of them are ready to be responsible adults without some kind of services. And so I would like to move amendment number three that would have the department provide services to these young people so they don't go on the welfare rolls and they become more likely to become productive citizens.
Senator, I will object because, I mean, you know, in some ways that goes contrary to this other amendment that we just adopted. In the other amendment, it says that the minor, in order for the parents to go and file this, the minor has to be capable of self-supporting. It has to be living apart and separate and apart from the parent or guardian of the minor and capable of self-supporting and managing the minor's own financial affairs. I mean, that's exact opposite of what you just described.
Is there any other discussion on amendment number three?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would, since the votes aren't here for the department shall provide appropriate pre-emancipation services, I would be happy to move to amend the department shall to the department may provide pre-emancipation services when appropriate.
Mr. Chairman, I'm a little concerned about the amendment as the fiscal note is what I'm worried about, put it bluntly.
Well, Mr. Chairman, through the chair to the sponsor, my response would be you pay here or you pay in the welfare rolls that everybody's so concerned about.
Is this
so
here?
Go ahead, Senator Sharp.
Is this then assure that they won't go on a welfare roll if the department provides us free?
There are no guarantees unless you want to tell the department that they're liable.
You take your chances.
No guarantees. Very little.
Senator Sayle.
No guarantees.
Well, I think the amendment from the shell to May really answers a lot of the concern regarding the fiscal note on this. I mean, there basically isn't a fiscal note on it unless the department can afford it. And the department may choose to look at trying to afford it based on the pay now or pay more later theory. So I think it's, you know, given that it would be permissive, I think it's, again, a good statement of public policy that there should be some sort of assistance, particularly in making sure that along with dropping your parents, you don't also drop your education and your ability to make a living.
Senator Duncan.
Mr. Chairman, I guess I think the amendment's a good amendment. I think changing it from shell to may means it will never happen. And I guess I would just, I doubt if we're going to get anything adopted here, but it seems to me that the better change, Senator Ellis, would have been that the department shall provide appropriate pre-emancipation services to a minor who is 16 years of age or older when requested. Some minors may want that service, some may not want that service, but a minor then could request that they receive assistance in completing their education, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That doesn't mean everyone will. But it says department will if the minor says I need some help.
I know. But we'd be lucky to get May, so
I'm just saying I'm not even sure that May does anything. I mean, why do something if it doesn't do anything?
Well, someday the world's gonna change around here.
It may.
Let's do both.
Want to do both?
May and when requested.
No. May and
let's try it.
Wait a minute, that may not be bad.
There's four votes.
There's four votes. That may not be bad. May
let's
when requested.
Try to get back to committee meeting here. Senator Miller has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't really have any objections to going from may to shall. However, I will still probably oppose the amendment because the whole concept, if you go back to when this individual files for this emancipation, they have to show that they're already living separately and apart from the parent or the guardian, and it's already capable of self-support and already managing the minor's own financial affairs. They're already well past this stage, even when they petition the court.
This is called not emancipation services. This is pre-emancipation services. These kids come to the attention, you know, when the kid is petitioning, they're in the custody of the state, they're in foster care, they're going to planning to petition here in the future for emancipation. Or now with the parents, you know, the kid's in a safe home and they're extended 21 days, 50 days, it goes on, and it's started the other way. Then there would be time to, this is to get the kids self-sufficient. This is going to be more likely to relieve pressure off of these parents who want to get rid of these kids. Pre-emancipation services is beneficial all the way around. So it's not emancipation services. When it's happening or after, we're talking about in the period of time when the kids are in state custody leading up to when they're going to be on their own. So this is more likely to help out those parents that Senator Phillips is concerned about, get them off their parents, off the family income, get them out there, but I don't want them going onto the welfare rolls. And so you're increasing the likelihood here through pre-emancipation services that these kids are going to get their emancipation petition granted.
Senator Dunn.
Well, yeah. Earlier about another amendment, we talked about how we don't want these kids going out there and being dumped. And all of a sudden now we're going to have the state can help these kids file these petitions. It doesn't make any sense.
If this is going to happen, there should be, we ought to do it the right way. I really don't think, I think you're taking the comments the wrong way. Because I mean them very sincerely, and there is no conflict between these pre-emancipation services. So I'm not trying to encourage, I thought that was an argument that might appeal to some of the folks around the table, that if your goal is for the parents to be able to get rid of these kids, this isn't going to, this is going to make them more ready for that. Because if it's going to happen, I want them to be ready for it. Not to be, pushed to failure, because I think we will see them, in jail. Like, if a kid can't take care of their finances, let's say that, we ought to prepare them to be self-sufficient, and then they convince the judge of that. If they convince the judge and they really aren't, what are they going to do? They're going to become prostitutes. They're going to become drug dealers. They're prone to that anyway. These are kids that have been abused and have trouble, and there's big conflicts going on. They've been slapped around in many cases. So let's try and do a little bit here to lessen, and it's just May. We're not really going to spend any money. We're not going to really do anything here unless somebody chose to. There may be some social worker out there that this permissive language, that she could get a few dollars together that's left over in her budget so that she doesn't run out and spend it on some, a death set, because we know everybody spends everything before the next fiscal year rolls around. Why not, if she had a kid that needed some pre-emancipation services, she had a few bucks left over in her budget, and they'll tell us that doesn't happen, but it may happen, that she could go out and get some pre-emancipation services for this kid to make it more likely that they'll be a success and won't turn to crime or something on the street once they're divorced from their parents.
Is there any further debate on Senator Ellis's amended amendment number 3? Amended meaning that's the May instead of Shannon. Senator Sale.
Yes, the question I have is it just May, or is it May when requested?
It's just May.
Just May.
Senator Duncan's comments were offered as an amendment.
I was just thinking about those. You're leaving those showing support there.
He meant additionally. He meant in lieu of. So.
Well, but I'd be happy to go with the friendly amendment to make it in addition.
Well, Mr. Chairman, then at this point, my motion to amend the amendment is to, on H there, to delete shall and insert may, and to add the phrase upon request, where appropriate. Pre-emancipation services upon request to a minor, or to a minor upon request, wherever that is supposed to fit in.
Okay, is there any further debate on amendment number 3?
Just the amendment to the amendment?
Let's do it right. The amendment to the amendment is to delete shall and insert may on the same line that the parentheses H appears, and then on the next line, after the word minor, insert upon request. Is there any objection to the amendment to the amendment? Okay. Now we have the amended amendment before us. Is there any further debate on the amended amendment?
Senator Weaver.
No.
Senator Short.
No.
Senator Duncan.
Yes.
Senator Ellis.
Yes.
Senator Lehman.
Pass.
No guess, no glory.
Yes.
No, I said pass. We wait to see what.
Senator Miller.
No.
Senator Salem.
Yes.
Now you become. Now you become the deciding vote, right?
See what pass goes to you.
Sure. Is there any further amendments to Senate Bill 45? What's the pleasure of the committee?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Miller.
I would move committee substitute for Senate Bill 45. I guess it would be the new new HES version with the amendments that we've just adopted today out of committee. Recommendation here.
Object.
Okay, and the accompanying fiscal notes.
And the accompanying.
Hearing objection. Is there any discussion? Please take a vote.
Senator Reeder.
Yes.
Senator Sharp.
Yes.
Senator Duncan.
How do you do this? Pass.
I got something started.
Huh?
Here.
You got something started here. Oh, what the heck. I'll vote to my decision, huh? It doesn't make any difference. I can either be on the winning side or the losing side.
Go with the losers.
You can reconsider. I've been with the losers all session long.
Come on.
Yes, I'll go yes.
Senator Ellis?
No.
Senator Lehman?
Yes.
Senator
Yes.
Senator
Salem?
No.
Senate Bill 45 is reported out of committee with individual recommendations, and we're out of time for taking up Senate Bill 61. I apologize for anybody who's waited.
Darn.
See you next week.